We are in Simin Shin Nun Zayin. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be completing the Simin. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis, Biv Shemachusa Dalar Amis B'meshech Pershusa Rabin. V'yesh Bo Dalar Al Dalad. Yeah, what is a Biv? A Biv is actually a place that it's like a sewer. It's a place that collects the wastewater. So if it has four Amis of covered area, in the Rishus HaRabim, the Yeshbo Dalad Al Dalad, and it itself is 4x4 Amis, Mutter Lishboch Afilu Al Pi Habiv, you're allowed to pour there even at the entrance to it, Afilu Bimos HaChama. Af Al Pi Shamayim Yotze Miyad Miyado L'chutz. Even though the water in this Biv actually leaves right away, it's a sewer that's open at the other end, the halachi is that it is still Mutter. Why is that? Because this shear itself can absorb sasayim, so it's as if you have right outside your chatzar. It's as if you have a place that's absorbent. Ubelvad shelo yisilin shel eitz shein amayim ruim levloa. As long as it's not made of something non-absorbent, such as wood, and even though wood is porous, it is not going to be able to absorb a sasayim of water. Avlem osui kein ritz b'shalavonim mavliim v'shari. But if you're talking about a stone floor, so that is absorbent. That's not like wood. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about, it's not that the stone is so absorbent. The stone will not be able to absorb sasayim of water either. Stone of dalet al dalet. However, what we're talking about is small stones, the cobblestones that they use for the floor, for the roads, where you have a lot of dirt between the stone. So even though the stone itself is non-absorbent, the dirt between it will be able to absorb. Vishari in its mutter, the Ulo HaRambam, afilu hoya orech habivo atzinor mea amo lo yishboch al piv bimos hachama elashof echutz labiv vehin yordim labiv. According to the Rambam, you are not allowed to pour into the biv itself. You can't pour directly. You have to allow it to trickle into the biv. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is not like the Rambam anyway. That we go l'kula. And as the Rambam did not like the idea that from your koach it's going into the Rishus HaRabim. It's got to be that you pour it on the ground, from there it goes into the biv, and from there it'll go out into the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is you can pour directly into the biv. Siv Gimel. When is all this that it's osir? Meaning, we don't have dalet al dalet, and it's imos hachama. Or according to the Rambam, in the case of the biv, or if you have a plank of wood that we said before that you pour the water on. That's only when they go into Rishus HaRabim. Avlam hoyu yotzim lekarmelis mutu lishboch al pi abiv afilu b'mos hachama. So this is what we said before, that this was all a halacha in going into Rishus HaRabim. Going into a karmelis was not a problem. Says the Rama, Hagav yeshorim den chiluk ben karmelis Rishus HaRabim. There is a day that there's no difference between a karmelis and a Rishus HaRabim, that Chazal were gozer, which means that this goes back on, although we saw in Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber said that in a Carmelis they never made this Gzeira, this day in the Ramah is arguing on that Sif too, on Sif Aleph as well. V'dafka Carmelis Yitoch Ha'ir. But what kind of Carmelis? This is a Carmelis Dafki in the city. The Michlef Rishus HaRabim. Because one can confuse it with Rishus HaRabim. But a Mishrab Ma'atzma. A Filu B'zman HaZed. The less than Rishus HaRabim, even today, that we have a Sufik Rishus HaRabim, a Sufik Carmelis. Avol, Karmelis Yimuchutz Leir, a Karmelis that's out of town, nowhere near a Rishus HaRabim, or Chotzer Sheinem Moredes, or a Chotzer that Midorais is a Rishus HaYochid. They just didn't make a Ruvei Chatzeres. Shori, over there, Chazal didn't answer it. That means the only time that Chazal said that if it goes into a Karmelis, it answers, is a Karmelis in the city, or a Rishus HaRabim, but a Carmelis out of town, not in the city, or even a Chatzar Sheinim Urevis, they never made such a Gzeira. The ir hamukefes choma velo irvuba, a city that has a wall, but they didn't make eruv chatzeres. Kachatzer sheinu moreves dami. That's like a chatzer sheinu moreves. I would have thought an ear that's big is worse. The halach is that it's not. V'imatzino lamala me'esrim me'asara shover ma'amayim derech malkum t'rula kamalas ish lahakol. Whereas, if what you're talking about is you have a pipe, this is this wooden pipe that's non-absorbent, and that's lamala miyud, so since you're pouring into a malkum t'ur, because it's not dalet al dalet, but it's lamala miyud, since you're pouring into a malkum t'ur, chazal, we're not gozer. Yesh lahakol. V'chein ikr. What's the v'chein ikr going on? So the Mishnah Berurah learns that it's going back on the whole thing, which means that includes that you cannot be makel in a karmelis. A karmelis will have the same din as a Rishus HaRabim.